ground CH-46 helicopters. Bringing in the assault team, the 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines. We kick off Operation Rock. Rock is taking place in would be southwest of Da Nang, about 35 miles. At mid-morning, CH-46 helicopters, Da Nang, dropped elements of the 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines, adjacent to a river. At the same time, CH-46 helicopters were dropping another element of the 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines, on a blocking course about 8 to 9 miles away. The 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines, sweeping through this area, and in the past they've encountered quite a bit of Viet Cong. Scratch that. 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines moving through an area where in the past they've encountered quite a bit of enemy resistance. The area that Operation Rock is taking place in is in the same tactical area that Operation Arizona took place in last year. The basic reason, besides that the enemy forces that they think perhaps is in this area, is due to the fact that in Vietnam it is about harvest time. The Vietnamese farmers. Thinking about this, the Marines have launched this operation to try to clear out the enemy forces from this area so the farmers will be able to harvest their crops. Knowing that the enemy forces need rice, food, to sustain their drives, to be able to hide out in these various areas, they come down, scratch that, during harvest time, been known to come down into the areas to the Vietnamese farming villages and confiscate rice from the Vietnamese farmers. The terrain that we're working in, bordered on two different sides by high mountain ranges. We're moving through a lot of hedgerows, elephant grass. Thank you. three gunships that are working in support of Operation Rock, providing air support, stationary air support, the 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines, currently moving ahead of the elements that are now on the sweeping part, moving toward the blocking force. They've found something, it looks like, possibly could contain some enemy forces up ahead of the sweeping force. They are now firing into that area with rockets and M60 machine guns. While moving through on their search and clear operation, moving into their second small Vietnamese village, one of the Marines spotted movement in the grass, investigated, found that there's an enemy in the high, thick foliage. Retake on that. Has found an enemy in the high weeds. Our characteristic take on that again. One of the Marines spotted something in the grass and went to investigate. He found it to be a Viet Cong. He stayed their distance. They think the body may be booby-trapped. They have called for one of the men to come up with a piece of wire. The call has gone up for the interpreter to come over.
Line up some security on that flag. Look at the left. You get that undone?
All right, how about the way?
Down too.
The interpreters, along with one of the Marines, have moved up to the enemy. The enemy appears to be wounded. They're being very careful at the moment, using comm wire, which is in a very strong electrical wire, to roll the Viet Cong over. They think the retake on this. Viet Cong sometime, when they are wounded, as well as the NVA, are characteristic, retake on this, something that is characteristic of a wounded enemy. If he cannot make it with his unit, he'll fall down and booby trap his own self, so that when Marines, the Vietnamese forces move into the area. Once they move him, they'll blow themselves up. The Marines have attached part of the wire to the body. We take on that. The Marines have attached the comm wire, as they call it, to the enemy, who's lying face down. Some high, thick foliage. They'll try to pull him out of the grass. How many operations you been on?
None.
Is this your first operation?
I've been out in the field about 2 days. I mean, 2 hours.
How did you happen to notice this Viet Cong?
I just saw part of his uniform, and just walked over there. And I saw him still breathing. So I just kept my rifle on him, called some of those guys over.
The Marines have attached the comm wire around the Viet Cong's feet. We'll try to move him enough where they can pull him out of the area so that if he is booby-trapped, the booby trap will go off and not injure any of the Marines. The Marines have attached a heavy rope around the Viet Cong's leg, and we'll try to pull him clear the high weeds that he is in, so that if retake, they're doing this as a precaution because it has been characteristic with NVA and Viet Cong wounded, they cannot go along with the unit to fall down in grass, face down, such as this enemy is, and booby trap themselves. This is when the Marines come into the area, roll the body over, or the wounded Viet Cong, they will in turn blow themselves up. The Viet Cong, it definitely is a Viet Cong. He's equipped with a 45, Chi-Com grenades, a cartridge belt, and plenty of ammunition. Evidently was wounded from one of the helicopter rocket strikes from the Huey helicopters that have been following the 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines, thus far on Operation Rock.
Okay, Duran, get back. Okay, back up, Martin.
Marines have pulled the Viet Cong free from the tall grass that he's in, and now we'll roll him over. There's still his danger in the fact that he may have the grenade inside his shirt that he has on. And the force of rolling him over will let the spoon fly off of the grenade and consequently blow up.
Don't fight you up. It doesn't take a dozen.
Marines have rolled the body over. Evidently, the Viet Cong was wounded too severely to booby trap his body. The Viet Cong is still breathing, and the Marines have called for a corpsman to kind of come up and retake. The Marines have called for a corpsman to come up and doctor the wounded Viet Cong.
Thank you.
Lieutenant, what does it look like happened?
Well, I think he just got caught with one of the helicopters. A Huey or something hit him. I guess he's very bad. I think he still might be able to. What? He isn't? Well, Corman just said he isn't going to make it. But I think the helicopters hit him. We're lucky we come across him. This one may happen to spot.
Yeah.
Even though the corpsman does not think the wounded Viet Cong will make it, he continues to bandage his wounds. As the lieutenant said, it looked like one of the Huey helicopters are acting in support of the 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines. One of the gunners on the Hueys, evidently seeing the fleeing Viet Cong, shot at him. Even though the corpsman does not think the wounded Viet Cong will make it, he continues to bandage his wounds. As the lieutenant said, it looked like one of the Huey helicopters are acting in support of the 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines. One of the gunners on the Hueys, evidently seeing the fleeing Viet Cong, shot at him. One of the rounds apparently going through the Viet Cong's head.
Might be an indication of that.
What does it look like this was? An NVA dressed in Viet Cong clothes?
That's what it looks like.
Take a little sweep through this area.
We've got two different sets of uniforms, the gray and the green. We've had reports from Regimental S2 that he might be in the area dressed as VC, but carrying his uniforms with him.
How well equipped would you say this NVA was?
Well, he had M79 rounds and American 45. It looks pretty well armed. Two Chi-Com grenades, and we haven't found the M79, but it looks like he had one. He had about 8 or 9 rounds here.
Tên anh là gì? Anh nói mau đi, người ta đưa máy bay đến chở anh đi cứu anh chứ. Vừa mà anh mà người, nhưng mà chó hả? Hả?
Nó không nói đâu, đủ mấy con cháu nó ngồi chứ mấy nói gì đó.
Hầu em đấy là nó không biết chân mày nhá, nó còn này, cái tay nó còn cầm.
Chuyện chết
còn
quá.
Hai tay, cái tay.
Chưa có, I don't have a thing to think of. Maybe.
Đó là chưa kiểm chất ra được mấy lần. Mấy lần, hồi nó đã có nó bán mình nó ba rồi.
Nó nghe, hỏi nghe không?
Ê. Trên kia
xuống
dưới đâu.
Đây
tụi nó
chạy
bên này qua.
Ê. Còn mắt
dùm cái loài đù mẹ
hả?
Nói hoài
không
nghe. Ở đơn vị nào biết không? Nhớ không?
Ở đơn vị nào? Ở chưa dưới nè. Ở đơn vị nào? Ở chưa dưới nè. Where are you from in the north?
I mean, đâu ngoài Bắc vậy? Tỉnh nào vậy?
12
M79. Hey, where are you at? Where are you from in North Vietnam?
Anh ở tỉnh nào Bắc vô vậy?
Hả?
Hả?
Where are you from in North Vietnam?
Anh ở tỉnh nào Bắc vô đó?
Chú
ở làm thêm chút lá ngồi này.
Yeah,
anh bạn, tôi hỏi anh nghe.
Đồng chí. Mẹ đồng chí hỏi quan quá.
The Vietnamese interpreters and Marine intelligence continue the quest of the prisoner. Although the prisoner is wounded, you understand what the interpreter was trying to ask him. They're trying to find out what unit he belongs to. The North Vietnamese Army, his rank is, and what his name is, and possibly other information. That might help discuss it. Possibly other information that might help the 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines, find out exactly how many enemy are in the area.